From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a Russian opposition leader murdered. Boris Nemtsov, a charismatic former deputy prime minister turned Russian opposition leader, was shot and killed in Moscow late Friday while he was walking with a friend not far from the Kremlin. Nemtsov's death came just a day before a planned protest against President Vladimir Putin's rule. Kremlin said Mr. Putin will personally oversee the investigation. Nemtsov was a sharp critic of President Putin, assailing the government's inefficiency, rampant corruption, and the Kremlin's policy on Ukraine, which has strained Russia-West ties to a degree unseen since Cold War times. In Washington, President Obama condemned the murder and called upon the Russian government to conduct a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation. Kurdish fighters say they have liberated a northeastern Syrian town that they have been a key stronghold of Islamic State militants. Talamis is in Aseka province. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports that at least 9 people were killed when Islamic State militants carried out a bombing on a church in Gibish Valley, village that is near Talamar. 4 people were abducted. President Obama says the world has made extraordinary strides in driving back Ebola, but the fight against the disease is not over. He spoke ahead of a meeting with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, happened at the White House on Friday. Ms. Sirleaf said the United States has made a very permanent contribution in Liberia, that is. The WHO saying on Friday also Ebola has affected now nearly 24,000 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, and has killed 9,600. This is VOA News.